Have you ever had something big happen in your life, only to look back a few weeks later and realize that God had been warning you all along, but you just weren't paying attention? Thank God for His grace and His mercy. But ignoring warning signs from God could honestly have devastating consequences. And this is not to inflict fear, because we know that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but to encourage us to be on the alert, to heed to the voice and the warnings of the Holy Spirit. Hey you, welcome to The Well. I'm Lashona Khan, and I'm excited to have you here. I feel like this Bible study is such an important Bible study because a lot of times we miss the warning of God. So today I'm going to be sharing ways to know when the Holy Spirit is warning you so that you never miss His warning again. The truth is, God loves and cares for us, and He wants to be involved in every detail of our life. Nothing happens in our life that God has not already seen. That's why He sends warning to us. There are three main reasons that the Holy Spirit sends warning. Number one, to protect us from the trap of the enemy. God wants us to protect us from dangers seen and unseen. There's so many things that God has protected us from that we didn't even see coming. But so God sends warnings to, and He protects us from dangers that are seen and unseen. As believers, God is actively watching over us, guarding us from harm and shielding us from any potential danger that we may not even be aware of. And one of the ways He does this is by giving us warnings. Number two, to give us an opportunity to repent. God sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn them about the disaster that was going to come upon them if they didn't repent. If you read scripture, then you notice that God always sends a warning before judgment to give us a chance to repent. For example, He warned Eli about the evil that his sons were doing, the evil that they were committing, to give Eli a chance to discipline them and to correct them. But when Eli didn't heed to the warning, he didn't do anything, judgment fell upon his house as a result. And the third reason why God warns us is to prepare us for the things that are to come. For example, God warned Noah about the judgment that was going to come upon the earth. And as a result, Noah was obedient and heeded to the voice of God and built the ark. And because of that, his whole family were saved. Also, Jesus warned the disciples about what was to come as He was handing the mission to them. And in the book of Acts, God used a few people, including the prophet Agabus, to warn Paul about the persecution that he was about to face in Jerusalem. So how do we know when the Holy Spirit is trying to warn us? Today, I'm going to go over six signs to look for that would tell you that God is trying to get your attention. He's trying to warn you. Let's dive in. Number one thing that you should look for is when you lose your peace. When the Holy Spirit is warning you, you lose your peace. In my opinion, this is one of the easiest way to know when God is trying to warn you. The opportunity may look good. The situation may look perfect. The person may come in the right package. But all of a sudden, you lose your peace. In 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, it says that God is not a God of confusion, but He's a God of peace. So whenever you lose your peace in a situation, you already know that it's not of God. You may not know what it is. You may not be able to pinpoint it, but you just lose your peace. And you have a sense that something is off. Pay attention to it. This reminds me of something that I went through a couple of years ago. I had a pastor friend of many years, and we've been friends for many years. And he goes around holding crusades and, you know, ministering to people in different states and places. And he was coming to my town, and he invited me to come and lead worship, you know, right before he ministers. You know, when I entered the place, I kind of sensed that there was something off. I couldn't pinpoint what was off, but I knew that there was something off. Not just something off with the atmosphere, but I knew that there was something off with my friend. So I just felt uncomfortable, like, the whole meeting. I remember telling my husband, who was then my fiance, I was like, something is off. I said, I couldn't pinpoint what it was, only to find out a couple of, you know, weeks later or months later, I don't remember exactly when, that my friend had been, you know, participating in extramarital affair and had a couple of scandals going on. So I knew something was off by the spirit because I lost my peace. When you lose your peace in a situation that seems perfect, in a situation that you don't even know what's wrong, pay attention to that. Go back and ask the Holy Spirit to clarify things, or go back and pray about it, or just hold off. The second way that the Holy Spirit warns us is through His Word. Sometimes when I'm just relaxing, all of a sudden God drops a scripture in my mind, something that I was not even thinking about. So sometimes the Holy Spirit warns you like that. He just reminds you of a scripture, or He may just highlight a verse while you're reading the Bible, and then this verse just sticks out. Remember that God speaks through His Word. Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." God's word is literally our lamp. So just imagine walking in a dark forest at night without a lamp. You would not be able to see the dangers that are lurking around you. You would not be able to see the wild animals coming at you. You will not be able to see if there's a pitfall that you're about to fall into. But when you have a lamp, everything changes because you are able to see your surrounding. You're able to see if there's a danger ahead. You're able to see if there's a snake crawling by you, or if there's a pitfall. So God warns us, He leads us and guides us through His word. His word is a light. His word is our lamp in this dark world. And the third way, and this is the most common way for me that the Holy Spirit warned me personally, and the third way is through dreams and vision. We see a scripture that God warns His people a lot of times through dreams or through a vision. For example, an angel warned Joseph in a dream and told him to take his family to Egypt. And this was to protect Jesus from the slaughter that Herod had declared upon the children that were under two. Another example is when God warned the three wise men in a dream not to go back to Herod. Instead, they went back to their home. So a lot of times when we have disturbing dreams, or when we have like so-called bad dreams, as believers, we tend to attribute those dreams to the enemy and say, oh, the enemy is attacking me. Sometimes it's not the enemy. Sometimes those dreams, those disturbing dreams, are warnings from God. And the fourth way is through other people. Let's read Acts 21 verse 10. While we were staying for many days, a prophet named Agabus came down from Judea, and coming to us, he took Paul's belt and bound his own feet and hands and said, "Thus said the Holy Spirit, this is how the Jews at Jerusalem will bind the man who owns this belt and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles." God used Agabus, the prophet Agabus, to warn Paul of what was about to happen to him when he arrived at Jerusalem. Sometimes God will use other people. He will use prophetic words. He will use a sermon. He will use your friend. He will use other people to prepare you, to warn you of things that are to come. And the fifth way that God warns us is through a still small voice. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit is our helper. And if we listen to Him, if we cultivate a close relationship with Him, He will warn us of things to come. The Holy Spirit warned Paul about the imprisonment and affliction that he was going to face. So that even when everybody was bringing their prophecy and Agabus was like, oh, you're going to be bound, Paul wasn't confused. He knew that he was on a mission to go to Jerusalem, because he had already heard warnings from the Holy Spirit, but he knew that that was the will of God for him. Let's read Acts 20:23. It says, "Except the Holy Spirit testify to me in every city that imprisonment and affliction awaits me." If you're listening to this, do not ignore God's voice. His voice is often quiet. His voice is often still. His voice is often small. Learn to recognize His voice. Learn to pay attention to His voice. And don't be deceived that because you are divinely protected that you can ignore the warning of the Holy Spirit. Because if we continue to ignore the voice of the Holy Spirit, if we continue to ignore that still small voice, then we're opening up ourselves for destruction or failure. And finally, last but not least, the sixth way that the Holy Spirit warns us is through seeing repeated signs or hearing repeated messages. And this is one of the major ways that the Holy Spirit warns me, or the Holy Spirit speaks to me personally. You know, sometimes I could be at church and I hear a message and, you know, not really pay attention to it. And then I go home and somebody says the exact same thing, or maybe the same phrase, or they bring up the same scripture that I just heard in church. And then I go home or, you know, watch TV and the movie is saying the same phrase. So sometimes for me, a lot of times I see repeated signs. I see repeated messages when the Holy Spirit is trying to speak to me, when the Holy Spirit is trying to warn me about something. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, that every charge must be established by the evidence of two or three witnesses. So a lot of times when God wants to get something through to you, he may present the same message in different ways or through different vessels. So if you're watching this, God loves us deeply. Even the fact that you're watching this message is a proof of his love for you. He loves us deeply, and he gives us warnings to protect us from danger and to keep us from falling into the enemy's trap. He gives us warnings to give us an opportunity to repent, to turn back, and sometimes to prepare us for things that are to come. I hope that this message has been a blessing to you. I hope it was informative. I hope that the Holy Spirit ministered to your heart more than my voice. I pray that you heard the voice of God. And I pray that this message really drove a hunger for more of God. If you've been blessed, don't forget to share this message with somebody, because honestly, you never know who needs to hear this. Don't forget to press that subscribe button if you like this message, because we have more encouraging Bible studies, more encouraging words coming every week. Thank you for joining me here on another episode of The Well. Bye. Coffee don't baby, the dog don't be the size. Bye.